There we go.
Well, Sky, we're out there. Is there my grandma?
I know, she's scared. So, do you guys know me?
Yes.
Who am I?
Julie Stephenson.
Who?
Julie Stephenson.
Julie Stephenson. Oh, somebody else called me grandma. So you know me as Julie Stephenson. You know me as grandma. Who do you think Pastor Dave knows me as?
His wife.
His wife. Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about knowing, okay? Now, I brought something with me. Do you know what this is?
Yes.
What is it?
Xylophone.
Xylophone. This is from my toy box at my house. Okay? So I thought I could demonstrate knowing by playing a little bit of a song and seeing if you know it, okay? So I'm going to play a little bit of a song. If you know it, don't shout it out. Just raise your hand, okay? Are you ready? Listen carefully. Anybody know that one?
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells? Okay, thanks for raising your hand. Okay, well, let's try another one. Raise your hand, okay? Maybe this is a little harder. What is it?
Happy birthday?
What do you think it is, Anna? Kind of, but what is it? One more time, Nora.
Happy birthday.
It's happy birthday. Listen again.
Happy birthday.
Oops, sorry. Did you hear it? Okay, let's try one more. Maybe you'll get this one.
I know, twinkle,
what
twinkle.
Is it? What is it?
Twinkle,
twinkle. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Okay, now how did you know those songs? You pretty much knew them. You've heard them before? How'd you know it?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
It is twinkle. How did you know that?
Heard them before.
Heard them before? Have you ever sung them before? Have you ever had someone sing them to you?
Mm-hmm.
So you know them because you heard them, you've sung them. Maybe you'd ever play a, hear them on a tape in the car? Well, I want to tell you about something that Nora used to do when she was little. When she was about maybe 2, she'd come over to my house and she'd pick this up and she'd go, "Grandma, listen to this song." And then she'd say, "Do you know that song?" And I'd go, "No, I don't know that song." And she goes, "Yes, you do. Listen." Was that a song?
No.
Well, just because you didn't hear it, that's what makes it not a song?
Made it up.
Is it still a song? But you didn't know it, right? Like I didn't know it? Well, listen to this. Just because maybe if you don't know a song, maybe it isn't a song. Maybe I'm just making it up. Listen and see if you know this song or if you don't think it is a song, okay? Okay, listen. Do you know that song?
No.
Let me play it one more time. Okay, just listen. Now watch. Raise your hand if you know that song. What's the name of it? They not only know the song, they know the name of it. So just because you didn't know it doesn't mean it's a song, right? They knew it. Wow. Okay. So that makes me want to tell you a quick little story. When we moved to Washington, right after we got there, people didn't know us, and so a lot of people wanted to get to know us, so they would ask us over to their house for dinner. And one night this family asked us, they had 2 kids. Their names were Connor and Courtney, and Connor was probably about 3. And they asked us to come over for dinner, and we had dinner, and we spent the night there, or the evening there, and we talked, and it was really fun, and we got to know them, and they got to know us. Well, a couple days later, I was out walking on a path that went down by the golf course, and about a half a block away, I saw Connor walking, and I recognized him right away. But he wasn't walking with his mom or his dad or his sister. He was walking with someone I didn't know. And I didn't know if it was a babysitter, and I didn't want to scare her. So I thought, it's okay. When I walk by, I won't say anything because I don't want her to think I'm some kind of stranger or something. But I was probably from here to that altar over there, and Connor saw me, and he looked at me, and I could tell by his eyes and his smile that he recognized me. And he came running up to me, and this surprised me what he said. He didn't say, I know you, but he pointed right at me and he said, you know me, you know me. And I explained to, it turned out to be his babysitter, and I explained to her who I was and that we went to the same church. But all the way home, I kept thinking about what he said, you know me, you know me. And I never forgot that because it reminded me that that's the way it is that we think about Jesus. We might think we know certain things about Jesus and we read about him in the Bible, and we should do that, and we try to learn as much as we can. But it's way more important that Jesus knows us than it is that we know Jesus. He knows more about us than probably anybody else, even ourselves, and that's what matters most to us. So the most important thing is not that we know Jesus. We want to know Jesus, and we want to tell as many of our friends so they can know Jesus, but the most important thing is that Jesus knows us. And the most important thing that we know about Jesus is that Jesus loves us, right? Can you remember that? Okay, so will you pray with me? Let's fold our hands and we'll do a repeat prayer like Pastor Dave does, okay? Dear Jesus,
I know you.
You know me better.
You know me better.
Thanks for knowing me.
Thanks for knowing me.
And thanks for loving me.
And thanks for loving me.
Amen. Okay, now here's one more thing about knowing. We're going to go back to our seats, and we're going to sing a song. I'm not going to tell you what the song is, but I think when you hear the music that you're going to know it, and you're probably going to be able to sing the whole song without even looking at any of the words if you can read, okay? All right, you can go back to your seats.